And now our feature presentation. This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Cinema Chat. Playing the role of David Fair is me, Matt Hobson, and here with me, as always, is playing the role of Russ Collins from the Michigan State Theater, is Russ Collins of the Michigan State Theater. Russ, how are you on this very warm few days?
It's a beautiful summer, except for the coronavirus.
and that's kind of holding up the Michigan Theater a bit, isn't it?
It is. So we were looking to open sometime this month. We had hoped to open a little bit earlier, but we're pushing it back as the film industry is generally pushing back the release of some of the bigger titles, particularly Christopher Nolan's film Tenet.
Yeah, they had to push that back again. That's
to the 12th of August.
So, right.
We want people to be safe. We want to do the right thing. That's the most important thing, is making sure that we have a safe environment. So we're with the increased coronavirus infections around the country. Fortunately, in Michigan, we're doing much better than most of the rest of the country. But certainly the rest of what's happening in the United States and the world impacts what goes on in our part of our little corner of the world.
True.
We need to pay attention to all of those things. But the most important thing is to make sure that we can provide a safe environment for anyone who's looking to finally get out of the home and go to a movie. So and see a film on the big screen.
Well, we can still see movies on the small screen. But just a quick reminder, as the 4th of July weekend's coming up, you are putting a hold on curbside concessions. Is that correct?
That's right. We have a small crew still working at the Michigan Theater, and we're giving them the 4th of July holiday off. Not something we can usually do, being open to the public 365 days a year in normal circumstances, but we're going to give them the 4th of July off, and so we're not going to do popcorn and concessions and stuff this particular weekend, but we'll pick it back up next Tuesday, the 7th, and we'll look forward to popping some fresh popcorn and getting it to anyone who's interested in having that.
There's nothing better than fresh popcorn at the movie theater. And, of course, you got some movies to come along with it. And I know the one movie that you're particularly excited about is one that you described on Facebook as, for those missing superhero fare on summer blockbusters this season, you have a real-life superhero to show on the screen. Is that correct?
That's absolutely true. John Lewis, Good Trouble. It's a documentary film about the civil rights leader and congressperson John Lewis. It uses rare archival footage as well as interviews with his contemporaries and colleagues in the Congress and in the civil rights movement. But he is quite a guy. For over 60 years, he's been a social activist and legislative leader on civil rights, voting rights, gun control, healthcare reform, and immigration. So very, very much looking forward to that. We also have a Cinema Oddity, which stars Peter Sellers, and in fact, he directed it. So that the 1960s, 70s movie star who built his name in the 1950s in the UK, Peter Sellers, probably best known in the United States for the Pink Panther movies.
Pink Panther movies and Dr. Strangelove and many other crazy fare over the years.
Absolutely. Well, he directed this film, Mr. Topaz, and there was a single print left of it in the British Film Institute archives. The British public asked for it to be restored, which the BFI did, the British Film Institute did. And so this is his first and only credited directorial debut. Mr. Topaz is a proud French schoolmaster, but he loses his job after not changing the grades of one of his students. And he's asked to become the managing director of a corrupt business, which he doesn't know is corrupt.
Of course.
But he ends up turning the table on the guy who owns it, who actually is played by Herbert Lom, who was the nemesis of Inspector Clouseau in the Pink Panther movies.
Oh, they have a working relationship. Might as well keep it going.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that's going to be an oddity that starts tomorrow.
Well, I'll say a real oddity this is. I tried looking this up on IMDb.com, Mr. Topaz. Nothing. Not even in Peter Sellers' IMDb bio. It was totally empty. I couldn't find anything on it. So you got a real gem of a film that you in the Michigan Theater this week.
That's right.
So congratulations on finding this treasure.
Curiosity for cinephiles, for sure. We also recorded a concert played by our organist Andy Rogers on the Barton organ.
The very same organ that you spent years restoring, isn't it?
That's right. Beautifully, beautifully restored by a local company called Renaissance Pipe Organ. And Andy Rogers has put together a concert that features everything from Carousel, the music from Carousel, as well as patriotic favorites appropriate for the 4th of July, and a march written specially for the Michigan Theater by Art Steffen, who was a real silent film aficionado and symphony orchestra conductor, and he wrote a march just for the Michigan Theater. And so we're happy that Andrew pulled that out, as well as all of those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer tunes for a 4th of July concert. So that's going to start on Friday and play through the 4th of July weekend. So you can look forward to that. We've also got some things that are of special interest to WEMU listeners.
Do tell.
The Ella Fitzgerald, Just One of Those Things documentary is a beautiful documentary that explores her life and music and became the soundtrack for the 20th century in many, many ways. You can check that out. It's currently playing on the Michigan Theater website. And then Deb and I and our son Alan are again going to do Cocktail Cinema.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. That's a big fan favorite these days.
That's right. And this week we're going to do Sideways. We're going to celebrate the 2010s or the 20-0s.
The aughts is what they're called usually, yes.
Yep, and we're going to do Sideways and Amelie, which were two independent films. One's a French film, Amelie, and the other one, Sideways, is a film that really made a big impact on the wine business, and Alan's going to talk a lot about wine.
I figured wine would be in the conversation, yes.
That's right. And then Amelie's a French film where that's the country of wine, I suppose, unless you're Italian, or lots of other countries as well. So anyway, that's going to be Tuesday at 7 o'clock. You need to watch Sideways and Amelie before before Cocktail Cinema takes place on Tuesday, and then on Tuesday we'll discuss them and give you some great information about wines. Usually it's cocktails, but this week it's going to be wine.
Well, nice to shape things up a little bit. You're listening to Cinema
Absolutely.
Chat here on 89.1 WEMU. I'm with Russ Collins from the Michigan Theater, and we got plenty more things coming up this 4th of July weekend, including a film involving a Hong Kong performer who turned activist.
That's right. Denise Ho was a huge, huge pop star in China, in Hong Kong, but also in mainland China. A documentary filmmaker by the name of Sue Williams created this uplifting documentary that chronicles Denise Ho's career from pop star to activist. And in 2014, at the height of her career, she threw in to support the Umbrella Movement, which were the protesters that used umbrellas to fight off tear gas
right.
In the protests that are going that were going on at that time. In Hong Kong, and obviously Hong Kong is in the news right now.
Yes, it's been in the news very frequently in the last few months.
Absolutely.
Especially in the wake that they are realizing it's been 23 years since they were handed over from the British Empire over to mainland China, and most Hong Kong residents consider them neither Chinese nor British. They want to be their own country in some ways.
That's right, and Denise Ho was this big, big pop star who not only came out as a lesbian, but also became this activist for the movement in Hong Kong. And in 2017, the director Sue Williams began to follow her as she toured the UK and North America. And her pop career really collapsed, but she really has stuck with the activism and has made a difference. She's addressed the U.S. Congress and the United Nations in making it clear that Hong Kong's struggle is a universal fight for freedom and democracy. A very interesting documentary, Denise Ho, Becoming the Song. And again, the other documentary that we're very excited about is about a real-life superhero. John Lewis. And we use present-day interviews with Lewis, who's now 79 years old, and explores his childhood experiences and inspiring family and his fateful meeting with Martin Luther King in 1957 and his activism and congressional work that he does. A lot of his congressional colleagues and political leaders are interviewed. And after the film is over, there's going to be a special 16-minute conversation between Representative Lewis and Oprah Winfrey, which
that
is another special feature. Absolutely. So John Lewis, Good Trouble opens tomorrow. We've got a film from the Ann Arbor Jewish Film Festival, Love and Suspenders, about a couple of older folks. A lady accidentally runs into an older man, and taking care of him, they end up falling in love. It's a pretty interesting piece. I also want to point out that we've got Black Voices, Black Filmmakers continuing. Go check that out for some really great films.
Absolutely.
The Quarantine Cat Festival continues. this documentary on Miriam Makeba, Mama Africa, continues. And Shirley, which is an Elizabeth Moss film, with a great, great performance and really worth seeing. So lots to go on. Go to mishtheater.org and check it all out.
And we'll certainly have all the links on WEMU.org. For Russ Collins, I'm Matt Hobson sitting in for David Fair, and this is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Have a great Independence Day weekend.